VIP.
Let's kick it. She is a VIP.
And you've kicked it. Haven't you? You've kicked
just
it.
Now.
Did you just now kick it?
I kicked it. I kicked the segment off.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for doing that, Anna. Anna Balaval is the girl who just kicked it. I'm Bill Leff. I'm not allowed to kick it. Mm-mm. Insurance reasons. Susan Akins is on the line with us right now. What a great story this is. Susan is the star of National Geographic's Life Below Zero, which debuted all the way back in 2013. She also, we found out a few days ago, is the world's most isolated Cubs fan. Susan, you're calling from way, 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 way up north in Alaska, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
What?
At Kavik River Camp. It's about 500 miles north of, closest town is 500 miles away. But I'm right on the Arctic Ocean, about 200, 210 miles north of the Arctic Circle.
What are you doing there, woman? Wasn't Chicago cold enough?
You know, when I was little, in the 60s, Mom wanted to leave Dad. Divorce was not popular yet. So she tossed a paper sack at me and said, pack one bag, you're moving to Alaska. And here I came.
Susan, I looked on a map. We were looking before the show to see exactly where in Alaska you are, which part of the northern Alaska region you're living in. And all I could think of is, Susan has the worst GPS system of any car ever. There's no, be honest, there's nobody around you, right? I mean, it's you. There's no next door neighbor. If you're out of sugar, you can't go anywhere next door and knock. There's nobody there.
Yeah, no, you know, like when I do my shopping, you know, I tell people the last person I see every year is sometime the end of August, beginning of September, and then I don't see another person usually until the following June.
Wow, that's almost
when
a year.
I have to pick up things. If you know, whether it's you want to talk about toilet paper or coffee, you bet get in a year's supply when you're ordering.
Yeah,
so that's a whole different way of shop, and mm-hmm. I pay by the pound.
You do.
2,000 to 4,000 pounds at a time.
Wow.
So you go into, you said there was a town, what did you say, 500 miles away. You somehow get to that town, pick up supplies, and then that's it for a while.
Well, what I won't fly down and do it. But I call, how I do it is, you know, 14 years ago when I got here, nobody was doing internet this far north. It's hard to get over the curvature of the earth and grab the satellites. But I've always been a curious little nugget. And even when I thought when I was little watching the space race, I went, you know what, we talk to the astronauts by bouncing a static signal off the moon. Why the hell can't I do it on the Earth? So I got my geology buddies and said, show me the really good bedrock. So all my dishes point straight down to bounce over the curvature of the Earth.
Wow.
I'll send an email to some, and that's how we're talking right now. This is on VoIP phone. So if I didn't do this, I wouldn't have communication with people.
Wow.
And tell people what you're doing out there. What is your job?
Well, I own, when I first got out here, you know, I had the two giant Alaskan Malamutes, and that's just how I live. In the winter, the dogs will pull the sled, and I would put on 4,000 miles at a time. I had a 400-mile trap line. And in the summer, you hook your lead up to your canoe, and they pull you upstream. But a friend of mine used to own this camp. As a Caucasian, I'm not allowed to own the property. I can only own the building. And to me, I'm challenge-driven. So the more roadblocks they put in front of me saying, you know, you're fat, you're 50, you can't do this, mm-hmm. I just laugh at them, you know. And I don't give up easily. I think that's a Chicago trait.
Mm-hmm.
To get to the Cubbies, it's exactly what makes a good Cubs fan.
Exactly.
If we only were a fan when they won, we'd be in trouble.
So on a night like tonight, where the Cubs have finally achieved what we've all been dreaming about for decades, they're in the World Series, do you get to see the game? Do you get to hear the game? How are you following what the Cubs do against the Cleveland Indians?
Sometimes I'm lucky, and my internet will allow me to do some live streaming. Otherwise, on my Facebook page, I don't call, but they'll keep me informed. They'll sit there on the Facebook, and they'll tell me every single move that's happening. But I call them home fry. They call them fans. But and we've got a pretty good relationship on page with people.
Is there any Cub paraphernalia there at the house? Do you have pennants up? Are you flying a W flag anywhere?
Yeah.
I guess W in Alaska is, wow, is it cold. That's what it means.
She's heard them all, Bill.
I bet.
And I'm giggling Yeah, I'm giggling away because, you know, in the forecast is, it's going to get chilly. It's going to be
right.
I'm thinking, man, you know, I was -4 last night watching the Northern Lights in my jammies.
Oh, nice, though. That sounds like a beautiful scene, though.
When you were living here, Susan, would you describe yourself as a people person? Because it's hard to be a people person when there's no other people around you. But were you good at interacting with people on a daily basis?
You know, I tell people, you know, I'm not antisocial. I'm incredibly social. You know, I'm talking to you.
Sure.
You know, when I was really small, what I wanted in kindergarten in the early 60s, you know, when they ask you what you want to be when you grow up, you were supposed to say wife and mother.
Yeah.
Eventually you got to throw steward in there, maybe nurse. But I always said the same thing. I want to be a lighthouse keeper. I enjoy complete isolation. I do really well with it. I'm curious. I love talking to people, and I love learning. I just don't want to live with other people.
And you've got we all understand that to some extent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you have, there's certainly family there. You have, not with you at the time, but you have some kids living in the lower 48,
yeah.
Right?
I've got two children, and I had four grandchildren. One passed away about a year ago.
I'm sorry.
But I love them to death. Mm-hmm. But even they know, you know, it was funny. There was one segment of the show that we were filming, and my grandkids were involved in it, and the photographer, the film guy, he was like, wow, you know, grandma's a little tough. And they're looking, going, tough? And what are you talking about? And he said, well, you know, it sounded like I was being hard on him. And they said, you haven't figured it out yet. You never ask grandma what it is. She'll tell you how to build an effing watch. Once you get her going, she's wow.
Susan, the show you referred to, again, is on National Geographic. It's Life Below Zero. When they come up to film you, do you have to, like, ready the film crew and explain to them,
yeah,
hey, I'm sure you've been in places where there's not a lot of people, but there's no people around here. Does it take some time for them to get used to that?
You know, the way that they do the show, they are independent, and those independents generally have some power knowledge. We did it down and kind of have a safety meeting. They have their own safety person, and that person cooks for them. The goal is to film what I do, mm-hmm. not become the job I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, and safety dude will go, or safety dude that will tell them, hey, just don't do that, don't do this. And then I look at them, you know, and I kind of snicker. I said, okay, now, have you ever been 100 below zero with 60-mile-an-hour winds? Because that's what you're going to do.
Right.
I'll go out there, you know, and I tie my ropes from building to building. In the drop of a hat, it's possible that you go outside and it looks sunny and great, and then the winds come in and you can't even see the hand in front of your face. That's why I have ropes all over camp that I can clip myself to. The red one's going to take me to the shop. The green one's going to take me over to the outhouse. The blue one's going to take me to my shed.
Wow.
And if you don't have that, it's really, really easy to go outside and get turned around, and you may think you're headed north when you're actually headed south, and you'll be in trouble.
Right, because then who finds you?
Nobody.
Yeah, my goodness.
Nobody. Life Below Zero airs on the National Geographic Channel on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock here in Chicago, 8 o'clock Central Time. What's the one thing you miss most about a more civilized civilization, Susan? Is there one thing that you just say to yourself, boy, do I miss that? What would it be?
Well, you know, I mean, that would probably change every 5 minutes. I have a squirrel personality, so whatever shiny is my new first love. But the ability to, you know, like for me, how cool would it be to go to Wrigley's and throw the ball? I mean, I'd go over the freaking moon. I can't do those sorts of social activities here, mm-hmm. but I find ways around that. I don't live a lifestyle where, like I tell people, you cannot come from an emotional place like this. So I don't miss anything, but I don't have a life.
Sure.
Right. Right.
And the block parties are terrible. That's what I'm hearing.
You know what? In Arlington Heights, my grandparents were in Arlington Heights for a while, and I remember those blocks. But I remember those block parties, and that's a unique memory to me for the Chicago area.
Yeah.
What a great thing.
Yep.
Yeah, I have to say, so how did you handle when the Cubs weren't doing great and you were there by yourself and they weren't performing? It must have made it even lonelier.
Oh, you know what? Any team can have a bad injury.
Sure, right. Right, it's just 100 years. Come on.
Come on.
The planet's been around for millions of years. It's just 100 years. Well, Susan, what a story this is.
Yeah.
Susan Akins is the star of National Geographic's show Life Below Zero. It's been on for several years, a very popular show over on the National Geographic Channel. You can see it Tuesdays at 8 o'clock Central here in Chicago. Susan, the words that we've been saying all day and we've been meaning all day, go Cubs. Good luck tonight.
Oh, yeah, go Cubbies.
Beautiful.
Have a great day. Thank you for joining us, Susan.
Oh, thank you for asking me.
Take care. Bye. We'll do this. We'll take a quick break, and then we have more show. It's Bill and Anna in for Wendy on WGN.